Hey, this is Tim Pratt Jr., and I want to welcome you to the Student of Life podcast. Listen, we're going to get into so many transferable truths throughout the content of these episodes that I believe God is going to use to help you apply because he's going to reveal what's already been there the entire time. Enjoy. Hey, yo, what's up? So this is Tim Pratt Jr., man, and I'm your host of the Student of Life podcast. And I do have a good one for you today. No foundational text. But this is just bonus content on what's next for season 7. So I'm going to just speak from the heart, really no notes or anything like that, no preparation, but just kind of share my heart a little bit because like always, man, I kind of go away from this for a while and then I look up and I'm getting, you know, messages, especially through like the Facebook page or the website, or just people trying to reach out and, like, say, contact me through the chat or something along those lines. And it's just like, especially on Instagram, but like, hey, you know, man, when are you coming with new content? So I mean, I'm thankful for everybody that just chooses to engage with this. I mean, it is so many platforms out there. And as I try to rebrand, man, like the youth, the young adult teens are on my heart. This is podcast is to stay, you know, theological sound, you know, rightly divide the word of God through prayer. But with that, you know, I'm pretty sure some errors, if I look back or to go listen to some of those, but I'm not going to take them down, because it's growth, man. We all can stand correction and we're all growing in God's word. So like with me, like I said, this podcast is just to show a host of things. You know, one of the biggest things, the biggest feedback that I got from very, very close friends, you know, my parents and just other mentors in the game is, Tim, slow down. So I'm trying to be very intentional. I just get with things I'm passionate about, man, I can just go the things I'm passionate about. And so things I'm not passionate about, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't speak with, you know, the same conviction or on certain things that I might not be as passionate about, but when it's things that really light me up, man, I as the saying go, I could have wrote you a speeding ticket for how fast you were talking. Just some old wisdom there from or whatever, but you know, I heard that at one time when a pastor was giving another preacher feedback in a book that I read that one time when a pastor was giving a preacher some feedback or coach or something like that, that was giving a pastor some feedback based on hearing him. But nevertheless, man, like I say, you know, this is the Student Life podcast. Season 7 is coming up. I'm probably going to start recording maybe late August, late this month. Man, see, it's August already. My wife has been gone finishing up, taking part of her bullet course in South Carolina. And so that's been 7 weeks. I'm actually recording this right now, tonight. So I'm going to drop this lot, basically drop this soon as I finish recording. So I fly out, to go spend that last week with her. So thank God for my parents and my in-laws for rallying around and helping with these kids, you know, 13, 10, and 1. I know she can't wait to get back to her babies. And we are so proud of her. You know, she's an Army Reserve. But this is a huge accomplishment that she tried to take a chance last year, but she broke it up. You know, a lot of host of things. I mean, for one, our daughter wasn't even a year old when she left. So her body, you know, going through all of those changes, a little mom guilt there, and just so on. So, man, you know, God is working it out. I have really been refining this process. I think this time it was actually harder and deeper just because of the growth and the love. And just like I often said, it's crazy how my wife and I can be so far apart, but God has drawn us so much closer together. So can't wait to touch down there, man. Fly out tomorrow morning. I get there and we'll be coming back next weekend. Man, we'll just get her back home by the grace of God, man. So just be praying for safe travels, you know, grace. I never take it lightly, just getting in the car, going out in life and period when you consider, you know, all the things that are happening in today's world. So just keep us in prayer. Like I say, man, that God just continues to keep us protected and when we get home safe, man, just keep living out this life that God has blessed us with. So that being said, I do want to share my heart a little bit about the state of season 7. And like I say, I do have a focus on youth. And like I said, we're going to get into the word of God. But one thing I want to say, this is the Student Life podcast. I do see this as, you know, a ministry, evangelism, evangelizing type podcast, but personal development, leadership. So it blends, it touches a lot of things, but we come at it with a Christian worldview. So sometimes it'll be very scripture heavy. Sometimes it won't. I just preached a message for the love of God, adapt. And then about a month or two. No, it had to be because my wife was here. So 2-3 months ago, preached it at another church, a similar message first, adapt without compromise. I really believe in that passage in 1 Corinthians when Paul talks about becoming all things to reach man. But I do believe that it should be strong lines of demarcation. And that really gives me a segue into what I'm seeing, even by some of my favorite. And I'm not going to name drop anything like that. But some of the people that I really have, you know, held in high regard, so I turn to and trusted voices, and, you know, how we are starting to hijack that verse. And really, man, just failing to repent and say, listen, I got it wrong. You know, we try to hide behind personal convictions and all of that type of stuff. But I still believe in the Bible. I still believe that, you know, sometimes we have to just truly rely on we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. But we also have to go back and rely, man, just on wisdom all the time. Not sometimes. So Lord, forgive me. People forgive me. But all the time, because, I mean, we're seeing something now where, like I say, very influential people are really just like using that to really do anything, like anything or say anything. And I'm like, where is the line of demarcation to show that, okay, I can adapt, I can be agile, I can be flexible, but there has to be a strong line where I'm not doing what you do to reach you if it's sin. Or if it's offending another brother in the faith. I mean, so we're going to like really use that verse. Let's look at everything around that, even to the point where Paul concludes that chapter talking about, I don't want to disqualify my ministry. So I know there's people that are way more skilled in the word of God than I am. You know, they have a wealth of knowledge when it comes down to dissecting the scriptures. But nevertheless, I'm going to stand where I stand. I could be wrong. They could be wrong. But I'm always err on the side of caution when it comes to the context of the line of demarcation. So like I said, I can adapt. I can code switch. But I'm not compromising through the power and grace of God. Because I know there's times I have snapped and I've been in the public and people have seen me. Especially when I used to, you know, just work at, you know, my previous employer before. Not the acquisition, but like, I'm talking about going back when I first got in. And then I remember one time, you know, it happened at one of my children's game. And I mean, like, I've been there and it's just like, oh, man, like, let me repent. Lord, forgive me. I got in my flesh, like, you know, that pine bluff or whatever they try to say, which I don't even like saying it, to be real with you, because I mean, like, man, come on. Like, it's not necessarily a pine bluff thing, but it's just really like, man, like, I still have an edge to me. Like I grew up in somewhat, I would say, like a, not my parents more so, but like a rough environment. So some of that edginess is still there, but at the same time, it's self-control, self-discipline. So you know what it is, man. Because I don't try to be nothing that I, you know, I don't try to be anything outside of what God has called me to be. But like I say, just continue to crucify this flesh. And I hate it. Like I hate it when I, you know, do break or give in to the flesh. Or give in to my desires that's not of God. And, you know, whether it's telling someone off or, you know, setting someone straight. So I'm learning that, you know, the more I mature in the faith, the more I might have to eat some things. And, you know, sometimes people might perceive that it's that we're weak. But if it's about the soul, you know, like I'm willing through the grace of God and empowerment through the Holy Spirit to adapt and eat some things that I just might not want to. Like I said, I hate when somebody might, man, like, oh, bro, dude, weak, and it might just be grace. So God is really maturing me and working on me in that area. And that's just kind of like I say, like what we're kind of going to get into in season 7. I mean, so many people are struggling with, man, like, how do I live this life, but in a world that's consistently designed to literally make me not want to live a life of Christ. I mean, you have the world system, you have the flesh that we live in. So I live in a body that is totally opposing God's word, you know, then, I mean, you have this, and it wants to regenerate itself. Then you have the devil, you know, the amps, the influences and things like that. So three things designed, but through the power of God, man, we can overcome. And that's why we have to not just allow the Holy Spirit's indwelling us, but we have to be filled. And that filling process comes from us just continuing to feed our spirit and yielding and walking in the Spirit of God. And that starts with just fleshing his mind out over and over, and make sure that we're feeding our spirit with the things of God, with the word of God. You know, what are we watching? What are we consuming? Who are we around? Are we intentional with our Bibles, more than just a Christian podcast or a sermon or a life group or Bible study? Like, none of that stuff means anything if we aren't living it through the power of God. So, like I say, season 7, man, we're going to go deep, but at the same time, simple. Or as Andy Stanley say, deep and wide. My heart is just at the point now where, I mean, like, you know, Minister Brian Harrison, you know, so let me back up. My dad, Timothy L. Pratt Sr., pastor at Willow Chapel Ministries at Pine Bluff. My father-in-law, Allen at Lively Stone Ministries. And, you know, just to keep it real, like, so Willow Chapel's, if you look it up, Willow Chapel, you know, it's probably going to still show that it's affiliated with a Baptist, but very kingdom-minded pastor. Same thing with Lively Stone. Yes, you know, Pentecostal ties deep, but they really operate with more of a kingdom-minded perspective as well. So I don't, you know, I know we live in, like, especially the audience that I reach, like, very non-denominational. But I wouldn't too much get caught up on it. If, like I said, if you look these ministries up, very kingdom-minded pastors, man. Like I said, I'm not saying it's just because they're my dads, but they are very, very kingdom-minded when you spend time with them and talk to them. And then Pastor Brian Harris right here up in North Little Rock. Man, Brian and I, Pastor Brian, Pastor B is what people call him. You know, he gave me opportunity. I love his ministry. Just the excellence, man, from the media, the live, just everything about it. I love it, man. And I just, like, truthfully, I'm trying to get him to be my mentor, but, you know, he and his master's divinity program. So I'm just trying to see when he had the time for little old me. And if he ever checked this out, Brian, hit me up, man. But no, man, so he and his wife, his leadership team, they gave me opportunity to preach twice at that ministry. And I was sharing with someone the other day, you know, because of their media and their excellence, not to take away from anything from my dad's, because they always give me opportunities. Matter of fact, I just this past month, my dad, mom went on a sabbatical, you know, 30 days. And so I stepped in and was pretty much I'm an associate pastor, so intern pastor. And, you know, now I'm looking at doing some stuff right now at, like, Lively Stone. And so, but anyway, going back to Pastor B in Generations Church in North Little Rock, kind of at my mail area, man, like, that opportunity opened up so many doors, and just the way he's championed me and, man, pushed me. I mean, like, even when I'm sharing things and we're saying the same thing, but we're coming at it from a different angle, it's very enlightening. And I'm just really learning, like, this is what all growth is about. I try to stay out of, like, I really can't discern anyone's heart, but because I do believe that's reserved for God. I mean, I believe we discern the spirit. So I believe that the fruit of the spirit is shown and passed to be. But I will go as far as to say, you know, I believe that I know his heart because of how close we are and what I see, you know, and when I do have the opportunity to talk with him and just monitor him. All that being said, man, I just love it because it challenges me and inspires me. Just like I said, like my dad's, man. So I really look at him, and just, I'm so thankful for the opportunity that he gave me. So that's kind of what's been going on. And then work, you know, I love what I do. I love what I get to do in this agile space, scrum master, just facilitating and things like that. So I've been in a really good space with that. I mean, you know, we got a new leader, and I'm really, like I say, you know, I don't think you're ever going to agree with someone 100%, but, that's not what it's about. You know, it's about just learning to submit, learning to grow up under someone that I perceive is going to be a really, really great leader for our team. So I'm really excited about that, the challenges, and just where I'm at mentally. Therapy, man, I love it. Been getting coached, and just really like the fitness, and just a trainer with my boy Dre, Dre Fitness, Zeno Fitness. So man, I'm just really trying to level up in all areas of life. And God has truly been amazing. Definitely been some hardships, like I say, but I might do an episode on this. Either he's God or he's not. And I believe that he's God. I believe that he knows the beginning from the end. Nothing sneaks up on him. Nothing occurs to him. So I just trust in the sovereign will of God and just make my flesh, the power of God, become subjective, you know, just to his will and what he desires to do in us. Because, like, it's his perfect will that's going to be completed. So the more I mature and stay in his word, the more I'm trying to, like, I'm not really desiring to kick up against the prick, you know, or have that tension and friction. So let me keep it real. Like I said, I'm not saying that I don't war with it and sometimes feel like a double-minded man, but nevertheless, you know, I just choose to surrender and submit to the sovereign will, to the perfect will of God. So like I say, man, season 7, I'm going to start like doing some writing, you know, definitely trying to lock in some interviews. I need to really get on that. So like I said, really recording might start mid to late next month. Just give me some leeway. Just be real with you. So I'm going to keep you all updated. If you're not, go to www.timothypratt.org and just subscribe to the website. I'm going to start back blogging soon, probably 2024. That's something that was near dear to my heart. I'm like almost 6 hours from finishing my master's in ministry. Focusing on leadership, you know, pastoral leadership and things like that. So that's going to be some time back. Just really get out here and just do things that I believe God is calling me to do. And the biggest thing that I want to like really relaunch is the coaching and consulting. I mean, that is near and dear to my heart. And I've submitted myself to a lot of content and some coaches on just how to navigate and some training and just old things I had. So I really submitted myself to really like understanding how to navigate that, you know, the coaching arcs. And I feel like I have all the intangibles to a certain degree, but now I'm just trying to nurture that and cultivate it in a way of like, hey, you know, how do I get a little bit more structured and do this in the ministry and the marketplace? So I'm just ready to go. I just love adding value and as well as receiving value from people. I believe John C. Maxwell, I believe I read in one of his books, he was like, you know, at any given time, I'm a teacher and I could be a student all in the same breath. And that's just how I see my life, truthfully, playing out. So I'm really, really pumped up. Like I said, this is just me speaking from the heart. So I apologize if it comes off as rambling. But I just really want to see people mature in their faith. Man, God is real. God, he is going to like, oh my God, help me say this. Like, if we allow it, man, the Holy Spirit will mature us in ways that we thought that wasn't even possible. But it's going to start with a heart posture surrendering. And that's the word I was looking for. So just kind of to land this plane, a part of this, my parents' sabbatical, you know, stepping away from the ministry for a little while, just to, you know, get away from that, the day-to-day operations of the ministry. The guy had put on this, put this series on my heart called Heart Posture. And so I think the first one I kicked it off was Spiritual EKG. Then my brother, Minister Caleb, I believe he's an AP, Associate Pastor, at Remnant International Church or Ministries. My brother, man, Minister Caleb Brown, AP Caleb Brown, man, Let's Talk with Caleb Brown. He came in with Be Reconciled. Man, like, bro, I can go listen to that 5 years from now, 10 years, 15 years from now, and we'll be challenged. That's the beauty of people that just really teach the sound word of God, the truth. Then, you know, by the grace of God, I came back And I think it was like spiritual transformation, something like that. I got to go back and look at my notes. But it was like seeking transformation. That's what it was, a heart posture of transformation. I can't really remember for. And then the last one was, like I say, adapt with that. For the love of God, adapt. So just having a heart posture of adapting and enduring. But nevertheless, like I say, it has been a challenge. God gave me that like back in 2020. And, you know, I'm at the point where I'm really through God's word, examining the heart through his word. And when he confronts me and he shows me what's in my heart, you know, not like this tangible one, but just the whole complete man. It's like, man, what areas do I not have fully submitted? Because he called the whole man. So what is my heart posture? Because like my heart posture could be looking pretty good over here, but then this area right here, it's not as good. So I'm really big on that. And I mean, we might even get into that in season 7, just to be real with you. I might get my brother Caleb back on, as well as some other people that I know that are real big in that area, and just studying and like really going in and examining ourselves according to the word of God, allowing the scripture to find us out and help us mature. So, man, like I say, this is a space, man. I'm not going to beat people heads up with the Bible or none of that. Like, it's just more so a safe space where it's like, hey, let's have a conversation. Most of the time it's one way, you know, if I'm interviewing someone, but just a safe space of just like listening, like, hey, I'm here to grow. Like, I'm a student of life. I'm a student of God's word, man. I'm living. And, you know, yes, I pray. Yes, I read the word of God. But the maturing process is really, really carried out and developed as we have a posture to live God's word. When he pairs scripture with our life, or when he pairs our life with what we've been communing with him about, and that's where that real maturity takes place, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So a lot of things in store, a lot of things coming up. I just want to encourage you all, like, man, I love you all. Thank you for the support. Keep subscribing, keep reviewing. Keep sharing it, you know, share it with friends, share it with family. But if right now, I'm just asking you by faith, share season 7 right now and just say, hey, go subscribe, because I promise you, we're going to be encouraged, we're going to be challenged, we're going to be corrected, edified, and just so many things in season 7. I mean, if you want to go deeper with God, I believe you need to subscribe right now to season 7. If you want to mature in just the multifaceted of life, I believe you need to subscribe to season 7 right now. And it's going to come down to your application, your obedience to the, not me, but to the word of God. You know, and I'm going to leave you with this. Whatever I say on here, always, always test it with the word of God, because I can be off. I have to be corrected. I have to be enlightened sometimes. But that's why I study so hard, not for messages or not to get up on here. But I study because I truly want to live God's word the way he intended it. So that's why I keep it simple. I don't try to get too deep with it at all. I'm just like, man, I want to focus on the simplicity of it, and I want to live it. I want to demonstrate it with my life. So that's what you're going to get from me. Man, like I said, again, I love you all. Love on your wife, love on your kids. You know, if you're single, man, love on some family. Like, just do everything in order, but just love on the people that are close to you. But most importantly, man, just truly, truly, truly seek God, and just really figure out how to do the work, how to do the necessary work in order to crucify this flesh, mortify this flesh, in order to live a life, man, that's pleasing, acceptable to God through the power of the Holy Spirit, through what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. So I hope you're going to rock with me. Like I say, season 7 is going to come, and we're going to get into it. Like, we're just going to get into God's word. We're going to get into like a host of things. So I'm just kind of praying for direction, and I'll get into writing, like I said, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we're going to go from there. and just continue to grow together. So, man, be blessed through the life, family. Just be on the lookout, man. Once again, I love you all. And as they say, it's nothing you can do about it.
Hey, what's up? I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this Student Life podcast today. If this content has impacted you in any kind of way, please take some time to share it on your social media feeds. And also, if you want to connect with me or just learn more about me, go over to www.timothypratt.org. Once again, thanks.